Rebuilding Iraq's banking system and economy are long-term projects. In the meantime, there are more immediate needs to consider, and it's American and British occupational forces who are confronted with providing relief. Commentator Austin Bay says those troops have plenty of work to do, but are well equipped to do it.
U.S. military civil affairs teams are beginning the tough job of picking up after Saddam. It will take delicacy, as well as strength, to establish security among elated, frightened people. U.S. and allied forces must, more or less simultaneously, end combat operations, cork public passions, disarm Iraqi battalions, generate electricity, pump water, and bring law from embittering lawlessness. That's only the beginning of a tough list of tasks. The troops will have to rearm local cops, who were once enemy infantry, thwart black marketeers, and feed refugees, and accomplish all of this under the gaze of Peter Jennings and Al Jazeera. At the same time, it's imperative that U.S. search teams locate weapons of mass destruction. Many military analysts have long suspected that Saddam's regime stored nerve agent in the western Iraqi desert near potential launch sites for ballistic missiles pointed at Israel. Baghdad has been a terrorist nexus since the 1960s. U.S. intelligence officers must now publicly document that wicked history. Oil for food must be transformed into oil for food, development, and investment, with the long-savaged Iraqi people getting their rightful share. Saddam's bankers and business partners should be forced to cough up the billions he's stashed in their coffers. Demanding jobs all. But so was smashing a heavily armed and entrenched tyranny in 22 days. The Allies' military efforts and the defeat of Saddam give the people of Iraq the opportunity to create a working democracy in the Middle East. When that happens, Iraq will become a nation where terrorists are policed, not promoted.
The comments of Austin Bay, a syndicated columnist and author of the forthcoming book, The Wrong Side of Brightness.